It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. So those listening on the web, across the world, around the world, whatever, aloha. And too bad you're not in beautiful Hawaii. Weather here is great. Anyway, Tracy is even later today. He called and said he thought it was 2 o'clock. Well, he's missing it. Anyway, today I'd like to talk about potholes. It's so frustrating. Do you people know how much it costs to register an average vehicle on the Big Island? Anybody know? $70. Yep, you heard right. $70 to $79. And they don't have any potholes there. What's up with that? We're paying $300 and we have loads of potholes. I don't understand this. And they talk about the rain damaging the road and stuff. Where else rains more than Hilo? Not Honolulu. But anyway, potholes is damaging cars, and I shouldn't say anything because, you know, that's business, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to take care of the roads and not have potholes. And incidentally, if you're going down the road and you have to stop, make a sudden stop in emergency, and you're on the potholes, at that split second, you hit the brakes, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think your car is going to have full advantage stopping while it's going over a pothole? No. You're going to hit what you're going to hit. Okay? So it's a safety thing about potholes. And having smoother roads is also safer. But who cares? Give me a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Okay? And a lot of people have wobbly cars. And they think, and I can't blame them, they think it's the potholes that they're running over. Well, wobble in the car is the casing of the tire coming apart. Mostly due from potholes and low tire pressure. So, if your car is wobbling, you need new tires. Even if you have lots of tread, it looks almost new, the tire need to be changed. Okay? And when you buy new tires, look on the sidewall and see the manufacture date. It has a oval shape and it has four numbers. The first two numbers is the week that it was made. The second two numbers is the year. Okay? Like it may have 4006. That's the 40th week of 06. Okay? So, anyway, let's go to calls. I don't hear you.
We have Bob from Hawaii Kai.
Oh, okay. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi, George. I had a question regarding using anti-seize lubricant for a spark plug.
Mm-hmm.
I'm changing the spark plug, but my engine's aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read, on the internet, some companies not recommending anti-seize and some recommending to use it. Mm-hmm. What's your position on that?
Okay, there's several types of NICs, and the only one that will work is the nickel alloy. They have nickel, copper, and whatever, but the one that is a nickel base is the one that I recommend.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that's the only one. If it should seep through and go through the exhaust, it will not kill the catalytic converter.
Okay.
But you have to use some kind of NICs, because when you have dissimilar metals, they will have what is called what do you call that corrosion thing? Oxidation. And then it'll seize, and you'll end up pulling the cylinder head and taking it to the machine shop to get it out.
Okay. Is there a certain amount of time that you're okay without using NICs, like a year, or what do you think?
It's about a year and 20,000, whichever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, great. Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay? Now, this is a hot topic. A lot of people are buying collectible cars. Collectible cars are, most of them are made, you know, from 1970 on old and older. 70 and older. Okay? But not all cars are collectibles. Okay, just because it's an old car doesn't mean it's a collectible. Certain ones are so popular, the price is just going out of sight. But before you buy any collectible car, folks, get a real good expert that knows what he's looking at to check it out. Okay, if you don't, oh boy, you're going to go to a heck of a headache, and you could be ripped off. We just saw a 65 Mustang Fastback that was covered with gallons and gallons of body filler. It was really a total mess, and to top it off, that car was in a bad wreck. The left front of the body was pushed back, and the right rear was pushed forward. It was just completely twisted. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Dolores from Honolulu.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi. I was just wondering, I was listening to your program, and you mentioned about the potholes. Now, someone had mentioned that there was a place that we could file a claim for damage, because that happened to us. We had to buy a tire.
Mm-hmm. That thing about that statement they make about you can file a claim.
Uh-huh.
Oh boy, it's just like an act of Congress.
That's what I thought too. I said, "Are you sure about that? I'll call the source. He'll know."
it's they have such a thing, but you almost have to hire an attorney.
Oh boy,
it's not worth it.
No.
And that's the way to do it. And you know, it's really bad when our elected officials do that to us.
Yes, it is.
And well, you know, this is election year, and people just gotta wake up.
Yeah.
You know, the excuse people give is, "Oh, who's more experienced? Who's, you know, has the expertise as a politician?" That's not what you gotta look for, because they're gonna be same old, same old.
That's
you gotta
true.
Get somebody new that don't know diddly. Then they cannot get in the track again and rip us off.
Oh, yeah. We gotta get new people with no old connections.
You got it.
To do what we want.
That's right.
I mean, we have no voice anymore.
Yeah, but if you're asking me if you're gonna file a claim, it's good luck.
Would I just send it to the mayor's office or who?
Yeah, you can send it through the mayor's office, and they probably throw it in the trash can. It's a bad deal. But what really puzzled me is somebody told me that it was $79 to register a car on Big Island.
Oh, that's
And if you go to Big Island, there's no potholes.
Well, they don't get much rain either, do they?
they get more rain than we do.
I know. That's what's so puzzling about the whole thing.
Yeah, so this whole thing is a mess. If the next time you see a pothole, if there's no traffic around, take a look at how thin the asphalt is. It's about an inch. Yeah. It should be 4 inches.
The rain just take away the same repairs and the same potholes turn up all the time.
Oh, yeah. It'll keep appearing. But what's dangerous is if you have to make an emergency stop because somebody's crossing the street, you're not going to stop.
No. And you're not going to worry about a pothole. You got to just put the brakes on, and there goes the car fire.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you for answering my question. I'll let you know if I have any luck.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
Bye
you.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, so good luck. You have a trivia for the people, Wanda?
Okay, what percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
Oh, that's the same old one.
Yeah, nobody got it. Just got to guess a number.
Okay, and the prize is donated by that good guy from Crestec Cleaning Center, Billy Cressman. Okay, he's still got the trivia prize and his good prizes. So, go win the trivia and go collect a good prize. Crestec Cleaning Center, down on Ha'oli Street. He's got everything and everything. You ladies would love going there. He's got so many good stuff. Anyway, the other news is Shell got bought out by Aloha Petroleum. And my question is, will it be the same old good gas? I talked to management at Shell, and according to management, they're telling me that it's going to be the same gas. But you know what I say? Let me see. I'm going to check it. And you can check it too, folks. If you see your gas mileage drop, it's not the same gas. I mean, we all have to, if you don't have the equipment to check octane, your car can tell you that real quick. When you fill up bad gas, you lose power. You fill bad gas, it pings. You fill bad gas, it has no gas mileage. You see the gas gauge move. But if you're using good gas, the gas doesn't drop. The gas needle doesn't move, hardly. So, you be the judge. Don't go by the price. That's the worst thing you can go by. Go by the mileage. Okay? And then if you want to make it even better, put mothballs. But not just any old mothball. It has to contain the ingredient naphthalene. It has to be naphthalene. Naphthalene is an octane booster, and this is how you get the mileage. It makes the gas octane go up. So it's a no-brainer. Look for the highest octane, and then go from there with the mothballs. You're going to get better gas mileage. Okay? So, anyway, go try that.
Do you know when Aloha's going to take over Shell?
I don't know, but I know there's going to be some layoffs, so it's going to add to the economy. You know the fantastic economy we have today? Well, so much for that. Anyway, watch the octane, watch the gas mileage, folks. I will be doing octane testing and let you know if there is any changes, okay? Now, don't forget, if and when you decide to buy a collectible car, be very careful, folks. It's really bad to see people getting ripped off. And the worst one was, this guy bought a 67 Mustang convertible that was completely restored, beautiful car, but it was a stolen vehicle. Okay? HPD took it back and gave it back to the owner, and he lost his money. So, be careful, okay? What's up with this now? Kalani-Oni-Oli Highway is being dug up again. What's up with that? I know Rob would love that. And also Kapi'olani Boulevard. Didn't they just repave these highways? And, oh, talking about highways, remember that thing coming out about electric cars coming from Korea at top speed 25 miles an hour? They can't go on Cal Highway. They can't go on Kapi'olani Boulevard. They can't go on Nimitz Highway because they cannot go 35 miles an hour. So where can they go? Around the block. You may as well get a golf cart. Okay, who's on the line?
Good. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nika.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has the perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob is very happy today, George. How are you feeling?
Well, happy today.
It's a good day. You started off talking about potholes. I bet you thought I was going to get upset.
Nah.
Nah, you know why? Because you're right. It's election time. So I'm just going to give you the speech. George, if you elect me, I will personally drive in front of you and fix every pothole you encounter.
Okay.
And I'll take your kids to and from school. I'll give them lunch. I'll feed them dinner. And once a year, I'll send you to Disneyland.
Okay.
Okay? Think I could run for office now?
Yep.
There you go, folks. Okay, this is my official campaign. My campaign is whatever you think you need, I'll get it for you. Or at least I'll promise you that. Now, once I get in office, I might not remember you, but for now, I love you all dearly. So, anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. But what was the point?
The point is, he can tell you anything like that, and you'll vote him into office. And when he gets in, he'll forget everything he promised you.
Yeah, because he's blowing smoke up your butt. Okay, who's on the line?
We have John from IAEA.
Hey, John.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You know, this week my water pump started to leak, and a long time ago you mentioned this AT205. Will that work on for my water pump?
It might.
Yeah, instead of having the water pump changed.
Yeah, you can try it.
Yeah, it might work, though.
Might, yeah. Can tell.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might work. That stuff is miracle stuff. Real good. It rejuvenates the rubber seals. Too bad they don't have that for humans, yeah? So when they're going into dementia, you give them a bottle of AT205 and they got back the memory. Anyway, no, that's not for human beings, folks. That is for cars. If you have a transmission oil leak, any kind of oil leak, you put a bottle of that into wherever, the engine oil, trans oil, whatever, and it should stop the leak in about 500 miles. And you could try in the radiator for water pump. Okay? So, it's worth a try. And if it doesn't work, no big deal. Just have it replaced. Okay? So, anyway. tires. When you buy tires, I recommend buying Touring, whatever brand. They all have this series called Touring. Okay? Touring series was made for front-wheel drive cars, but they can be used on back-wheel drive too. No big deal. The only thing different is the casing is thicker and more stable. Okay? If you don't use Touring on your Honda, Toyota, whatever front-wheel drive car, the tires won't last long. But the Touring will last longer and give you better performance. Okay? Okay, who's on the line?
We have Raylani from Aliva Heights.
Hi, Raylani.
Hi, George. George, I was talking with you at KCC about ethanol, mm-hmm. and I was hoping you could give me more details so I could understand it better.
Oh, okay. You're there at the Blue Planet on solar energy.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, and everybody was on solar, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, but how are you going to do solar if you don't have fuel?
Right.
And all the solar in the world is not going to cover the needs of all the energy that we have here. And that means transportation, because obviously the cars don't run by solar. And the big ships out in the ocean that bring food to us don't run on solar.
Right.
But ethanol is the best alternative fuel other than oil. And if we had ethanol 10 years ago, maybe 40 years ago, like Brazil. Brazil has been on ethanol 100% for 45 years. And that's a third world country. They don't have problems with oil in the ocean like we're having now, because they don't have oil. They just use ethanol. So if we had ethanol, we wouldn't have that spill in the Gulf. We wouldn't have this problem with drilling for oil. There's no need for that. And we probably wouldn't have this bad economy that we're having in Hawaii, because we'll have our own ethanol being grown from sugarcane.
Yes, George. We should be more conscious, just like you, in preparing our state for tomorrow. I agree with you totally.
But you were there with your company.
Solar Services Hawaii.
Yeah. And what kind of stuff do you do there?
We're just like you. We're trying to prepare the state for tomorrow and making them create their own energy, and they can not eliminate their electric bill, possibly, you know, and save that all that savings for themselves. Of course, have money to buy other things like food and ethanol.
You're selling solar energy, like electricity.
Electricity, yes, and hot water systems.
Okay, so. How much electricity can I save if I go with solar?
You can store your own electricity as well as produce electricity every day, and you would eliminate your electric bill. You would not be paying Hawaiian Electric at all.
Whoa, boy, I think Hawaiian Electric loves you. So if somebody was interested in going solar, how can they order your product?
They need to give me a call, and they can call me at 285-4683, and I would love to talk with them about their custom solar services that they would need for their house.
Okay, what was that number?
It was 285-4683.
Okay, do they have a tax credit for this?
Yes, they receive a huge tax credit from the federal as well as the state, and they...
Whoa. The state is going to give you money?
Yes, they will. And it will help pay for your system as well.
I got to see that.
Program.
I got to see that from the state.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Believe it or not, the state, it does have an incentive program for its people.
Mm-hmm.
And they can call me and I can talk with them and let them know exactly how much they would get from the state as well as the federal. The federal wants to assist everyone to buy their solar systems as well.
Federal I can believe, but the state I cannot. I have a hard time believing in the state. Because they're okay, so short on money that they're taking away hurricane fund, they're taking away children's education, they're taking away everything.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And until they say no more incentive, that's when they're gonna keep giving everybody a tax break on it. And I hope everybody jumps on the bandwagon before they say, okay, no more money.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Any takers on the trivia?
No, none so far.
Yeah, it's only easy.
Yeah, just guess a number.
Yeah.
What percentage of the 1983 Honolulu
100%
runners were from the state of Hawaii?
Okay. The prize is donated by Crested Cleaning Center. Billy Cressman is really, really nice. He, with his hard times and stuff, he still offers trivia prizes for all of you people. Okay, so anyway, Air Up Fix a Flat is what I recommend if you have a flat. Air Up Fix a Flat is very simple, clean, and fast. But most of all, it's a permanent fix. So you don't have to carry a spare tire, ladies. You got more room in the trunk to dump more junk in. You notice how women have everything in their trunk? Everything and everything. They take up every little inch. I wonder why. Can you explain that, Wanda? Why do women carry everything in the trunk?
Nowhere else to put it.
What about home?
Well, you kind of not enough room.
Then you gotta go to mini storage and store it.
Too expensive?
Oh, do you know that carrying more stuff in your trunk also eats gasoline?
Yes.
Yeah, so something to think about. Okay, so anyway, give me a call at 296-5467. If you got a question, you want to add to it, you want to make an announcement, whatever. We don't care. We talk about everything. Okay? Think hard before you vote this year, folks. Aren't you tired of getting all this same old grumbling thing going over and over? Time we cut the line and say enough. You know, in some countries, when you break the law, like steal a car, it's a death penalty. But in America, they slap you on the hand and say, be nice, don't do that again, and they let you go. Okay? How do you keep the economy going? You keep money moving. Okay? And once people know the economy is bad, is down, people stop spending. And when you stop spending, you make the economy worse. How does the country evolve? It's by money moving around. If money stops moving, there's no tax dollars. There's no employment. Anyway, let's go to calls.
We have Emily from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, George. I wanted to guess the trivia question.
Good luck.
I'm going to guess 38%.
Call us back and try again.
Whoa. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Aloha. Okay.
We have Pat from Honolulu.
Aloha, George.
Hi.
50%.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, I got a question. How do I get the change oil, engine oil light to go off?
What kind of car?
Chevy Trailblazer.
The Chevy?
Chevy Trailblazer.
After
I change the oil, I put purple in it.
Yeah.
The light stays on.
Okay, that one I think you got to push that, the trip meter button.
Uh-huh.
5 times.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Aloha. Okay, so give us a call at 296 5467.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Stephen from Eva Beach.
Hi, Stephen.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question on automatic choke on a Mercury Tracer.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it located?
What year is the car?
95 or 1.9.
Electric choke. There's no electric choke on those.
No, the automatic choke.
Yeah. That's fuel injected. The computer controls the idle on that. The idle is too high.
Yeah, it goes up about 1,800.
Okay. What kind of gas are you using?
A Shell.
Premium?
Yeah.
Okay. When was your last tune-up?
No. I changed the spark plug not long ago.
Okay. Sounds like, you know, the idle control is sticky. That's what's causing your fast idle. The car has no so-called automatic choke like the old days.
Where's that idle control located?
It's on the side of the throttle. Got about three wires coming from it.
Is it a little black box?
Yeah, something like that.
Two screws on it?
Yeah.
So I have to take that off?
You got to clean it.
Yeah, but I got to take the box off. Nick.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. If you take off the air intake, you know that there's a, we call it air bellows, the rubber hose, the big
one.
Yeah. About 3 inches big. If you take that off and look inside, you're going to see the inside is all covered with black stuff.
Oh, so maybe I got to clean it with
carb cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't done that for quite a while.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Clean that, and it should be okay. Let it soak a little while, though.
You're supposed to run it, though, when you put that in, huh?
No. Because you got to open the throttle and clean inside. You got an old toothbrush and scrub it inside. Have somebody hold the pedal to the floor so that you don't have to hold it with your hand and clean it. But don't use that toothbrush again. It's only for the car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, go clean it, let it sit for about an hour, and then you can start it up, and you'll be okay.
Okay. And can I try the trivia?
Sure.
89%.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay, anyway. Give a guess, folks. All she can say is you're wrong. Anyway, the trivia prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Billy Christman is really, really good, and he wants to make the show fun. Talking about fun, we're still on the air, folks, because Maui Toyota, Autotech, and Mario Yano stepped forward to keep the show going. Maui Toyota, Damian Farias, is always stepping up for community stuff. So I told him, hey, Damien, you should run for governor. You make a good governor. Don't you think, folks? He's got good ideas, and he thinks about the community and everything else. Maui Toyota is the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. And you get better prices, you know. Delivered to your door. Everything is done on the phone. You don't have to fly to Maui and all that stuff and worry about shipping. You just call them. They set everything up, and it's next thing you know, the new car is at your door.
But actually, you can fly to Maui if you want from all the money you're saving.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. You know, we had a customer that saved $5,000 on her Camry. Good price, folks. Go check it out, and you'll see. Maui Toyota, the best prices in the state of Hawaii. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Take a guess at the trivia, or whatever. Okay? Harvey Maeda sells IBIZ wax, the best wax that I recommend. I use that on my Pantera. And also Todd sells it. Todd's number is 294-8500. And Harvey's number is 245-6523. And Harvey also sells that electronic rust-proofing device that's really good. It doesn't remove rust, but it prevents it from starting. Okay? So go give him a call. Harvey Maeda on Kauai, 245-6523. Okay? Anyway, if you know of anybody that would be interested in buying commercial time on our radio show, then maybe we can go to 2 hours instead of one. Call Alan Swan. Alan Swan is the broker for the commercials. And Alan's number is 271-2911. That's 271-2911. Okay? Anyway, let's try to keep the business here in Hawaii and tell the politicians, stop sending business off out of the state, like making safety stickers on the mainland and what they call those forms, safety sticker forms and stuff. They're all sending it to the mainland to have done. Why don't they patronize the state of Hawaii? And you know who I'm talking about. Go check it out. Okay? Anyway, furloughs for the kids. How can that be? So disgusting. Gas prices are going up, and we're not saying anything. But 2 years ago, when the gas prices were the same as today, you people were screaming. I guess the knife went in slowly, so you don't feel the pain no more. But anyway, gas prices will probably hit $4 by the time of the end of the year. Then maybe you'll say something. Don't know. Try adding 10% or even 20% more ethanol to your gas and see the difference you'll get. It's fantastic, folks. But if you can't get ethanol, use mothballs.
You know, last week there's a caller that didn't want to go on the air, but he was asking a question if there's somewhere there's some kind of film on Brazil that we can put on TV that he could watch.
They won't put it on TV. We tried that years ago, and the oil companies prevented it from going on the air. So, there you go. Okay? I don't know how you can look at it. The best thing to do, like I said, is try it yourself, because you be the judge. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
George, you know, that other caller was talking about a high idle, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same for low idle?
Yep. Same thing.
And there's no way that you can adjust it besides cleaning
it. Yeah, because when you adjust it, the computer will set it back again.
Oh, I see. We put it right back to where it was.
Yeah.
How much do you charge to do that type of thing?
It's not expensive. It's cheap stuff.
Like how much, roughly?
Under 100.
Under 100?
Under 100.
Okay, well, it looks like I got to come and make an appointment with you then.
Okay.
Also, you know, I'm not, you know, any type of mechanical genius, but, you know, what's really puzzling me is how come with all this modern technology that we have,
mm-hmm.
how come we can't go down there and just cap that oil thing that's leaking? It kind of seems like they're doing this on purpose.
What's that?
Letting this oil just go so that it destroys the economy. Because
well,
they're telling me that they can't go down there and find some way to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the oil companies control the world. Because fuel, if you look at everything in the world, fuel is your number one commodity that controls us. And who's got the fuel? The oil company. And that's why the oil companies cannot control Brazil. Because there's no gas stations there. They're all ethanol.
So now you can run 10 to 20% in a regular gas motor.
Yep.
Safely.
Safely. You can even run 100% safely. No problem. But it won't run as good until you put on a piggyback computer that will indicate to the computer that there's a different fuel in the car and becomes a flex fuel where you can run either gas or ethanol.
Oh, okay, so it has to do with the computer?
Yeah.
And then you can run 100% ethanol?
Sure.
And so then that's what costs money, is to change that computer.
About 700.
Now, there's no other way that we can make ethanol but to buy it, right?
Yeah, well, they sell a machine to make ethanol, but it's about $3,000 or $4,000 for a machine.
Wow.
And I've been telling people on the Big Island, to go get the machine and make their own ethanol. Cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to be supporting these oil companies.
You got it.
Okay, George. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Pat from Honolulu.
Hi, Pat.
George, 60%.
60%. She's on the phone.
Oh, okay.
She's the only one that has the answer.
Oh, okay. I got a question. You know the check engine oil light? You said to take off the positive or the negative side?
What's that?
If the check engine light coming off.
The check engine light?
Yeah.
What kind of car?
Chevy Trailblazer.
What year?
2005.
You got to use a computer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a scanner.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
I heard that 60%. Call us back and try again.
I had a feeling.
Okay, we have Dennis from Honolulu.
Hi, Dennis.
How's it going, George?
Okay.
The last guy had an interesting comment of why they can't cap off the that well down there. There seemed to be an awful lot of phony stuff going on for a long time. And after I sat down and thought about it from BP's point of view, if they cap that thing off right away, that whole area is going to be sealed, and they're not going to let anybody drill there again. So I bet you that thing doesn't get capped off until they finish their other well, and then they'll be able to keep getting oil out of there. But I bet you the reason this is not getting capped off is because they want to get their other well drilled first. Then they'll get it out. I bet you that's what's
going on. It's so much BS.
Yeah. The other thing that I'm really wondering about, why there's all this stuff that happened down there too, is right when they're doing the financial crisis legislation and stuff about all these crooked Wall Street people and stuff. You know, that's really causing a lot of concern with all the crooks up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they're trying to, you know, pull some big diversionary thing to get people's minds off the,
you know. Just to let you know, that oil that is coming out is not oil that can be made into fuel. Take a look on a television. It's orangey-yellow color. Orangey-yellow color oil cannot be made into fuel.
What are they using it for?
Nothing. It's rubbish. The oil has to stay in the ground longer and become black. When it comes black, you can make that into fuel. It's all BS.
Why are they spending all the money drilling there?
Government funding.
Huh. Anyway, just I bet you there's going to be more and more of this phony stuff going on until they get the oil well drilled.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden.
Yep, we can't trust them.
Yeah. It's something strange, really.
We need ethanol, and just tell them, forget it.
There you go.
Okay.
The only trouble is there's a problem with getting enough water to grow the ethanol.
Well, there's the ocean. We won't run out of water there.
Desalinating the water?
No. If you go deep enough, it's almost fresh. Mm. Did you know that?
You still have to desalinate it.
No. I got a friend in Texas that irrigates his whole ranch from water in the Gulf. He just pumps it out and pumps it all over the place.
Yeah, but there's certain brackish kind of plants that would work with that kind of thing, but not
we ever. Tasted it, and it didn't taste salty to me.
I see.
I blew my mind, so I asked the guy at the Waikiki Aquarium, and he said, oh, yeah, salt floats, and there's almost fresh water on the bottom. So I said, wow.
How deep does he have to go to get that thing?
I don't know, but it was awful deep.
It's very expensive to pump it up from there, too.
Well, you still got water, and it's only a one-time deal.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about rain or anything.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go.
Thanks. Aloha. Anyway, that's a thought, you know. I mean, people say, yeah, it's expensive, but it's a one-shot deal.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We got Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, I forgot to ask you, George. They have this new thing that comes on paid program on the TV. Supposedly you can, like, plug it into your computer and it can troubleshoot it for you. Is that thing all right, or is that thing fake?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, because one time I went to a certain place to, I had trouble with my car, and they put this type of computer on a machine on it that it troubleshoot exactly where the problem was.
Uh-huh.
So is that the same principle?
Same thing.
Is that machine?
Yeah, same thing.
And it can kind of tell you, but you would need to know, you would need probably one of those manuals, then.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I think they're trying to use it like to say, if a certain place tells you you have this problem, you can check it with that computer to tell you if you really do have the problem or not.
Right.
So then that thing is pretty legitimate as far as you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you don't, you should not have to double guess the technician. If you got to double guess your technician, then move on. It's like not trusting your surgeon.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, George.
Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Greg from Kapa'a, Kauai.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, George. I have a question on ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a lawnmower at a national chain, and I brought it home. It worked, and I a couple of times. Then it stopped working. Couldn't get it to turn over or anything like that. And I brought it back, and they said it's because the ethanol fouled it. Is that true on the moment?
No. My daughter ran junior dragster for so many years on ethanol, and that's a lawnmower engine, and never had any problem. And if you think about it, Brazil has been on ethanol for 45 years, and they sure do have lawnmowers there.
And you don't need to stabilize it?
Nope.
Huh.
Okay. They say that the ethanol will do this and that and everything else, eat up the rubber, plastic, and all that, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. In my shop, I have a plastic bottle with ethanol, rubber hose, bolts, and aluminum pieces, and nothing is corroding, nothing is being eat up, and nothing is swelling up.
Huh.
It is not the ethanol. It is another product the oil company is putting into the gas to make the ethanol look like the bad guy.
I see.
You see? Because, okay, you bought the gas, and it says ethanol in there, right?
Right.
They didn't tell you they added something else, right?
They didn't say no.
There you go.
But, okay, so since the gas is bad, then you're not supposed to leave the gas in a lawnmower?
You're not supposed to leave any fuel in a lawnmower if you're not going to use it.
Okay.
So what do? You just pump it out?
Drain it out, yeah.
And then what about the residue? Some stays in there. You can't get it all out.
They'll run it until she runs out of fuel.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, who's there?
We have Mike from Waianae.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, George. I have a quick question. You know, I have like a old 04 Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
I take good care of it, put synthetic oil and super gas and everything, get 100,000 miles, but the engine light went on about an amount of money right now for check them, so I thought, would it last about a month, you think, driving?
Oh, yeah. More than likely, it's the O2 sensor. It's the sensor on the exhaust.
Oh.
It's from our lousy gas we have.
Oh, I see.
What brand of gas are you using?
The Aloha gas, the Super. I can't find Shell all the time.
There you go.
How about Tesoro?
Tesoro's good.
Yeah, I actually use Tesoro instead of Aloha.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, Shell is your number one for now. Okay?
Yeah.
As we test it. Okay? I've tested all the fuels, and this is why I'm telling you, Shell is number one. Number two, right next to Shell, is the Searle.
Wow.
The rest is not even close. And if you use low-grade gasoline, it's going to burn out the O2 sensor.
Oh, wow.
The O2 sensor is expensive, you know.
Yeah, $300.
Yeah.
Wow. I know. That's why I'm out of money now for fixing them. I got to give them $100 just for Steve, you know, diagnostic, 100 something, and then $300 for the part.
There you go.
$500.
It's because you use that gas.
Wow. Yeah. And I have another, you know, the potholes. That's from the buses. It's not from the Big Island no more potholes. Over here, the buses are the one making the potholes. I did a little investigation.
But go look how thin the asphalt is.
Yeah, it's thin too. But soon as they fix them, rain, the buses and the trucks, it's all in the right lane too.
But
you know,
if
the left lane, not so bad.
If you had 4 inches of asphalt instead of one, would last longer.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, because it's like paint. If they put one coat of paint on your car, it ain't going to last.
Yeah, but our cars ain't the one, I think, buffing them up. I think mostly it's the buses with all the people in it, and the heavy buses.
Well, there's a lot of streets that have potholes where buses don't go.
Yeah. Yeah, they do, but when you notice where the buses run, that's where you get the bad ones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like but still, you know, we never had that before.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Something they're doing, they're not fixing the road right.
Yeah, because when Fosse was mayor, we never had potholes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It wasn't this bad.
When Harris took over, and it went more and more.
Yeah.
So, okay, whose fault do you think it is?
Yeah, you're right.
It's the voters. They voted them in.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, so who we have? Oh, she answered the phone again. Okay, anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Got only 2 minutes left, I think. Oh, okay.
We have Terry from Nanakuli area.
Who? Terry?
Terry.
Hi.
Hi, this is Terry with in Nanakuli. I've got a 97 Dodge Grand Caravan.
Mm-hmm.
Fuel injection.
Mm-hmm.
We scanned it with a scanner, checked it, found it got a code P0204 and 304, 204, 205. On it, and it indicated the possibility of the line or the harness may be bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed around just to check to see if it was maybe the injector. Found out that it's still doing the same thing on the same number 4 injector.
Mm-hmm.
What is the problem here? You know,
it may be the injector.
Well, the injector we changed around and still did. It was still doing it on the same injector though.
Are you sure your scanner is working right then?
Oh, yeah, we use it daily up at the Schofield.
Okay. The next time you pull off that connector, try spraying some silicone in there and then plug it back.
Oh, in the connector?
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Okay?
All right, very good.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and you people for tuning in. And, folks, this is election year. Come on, let's change things. Let's not go with the same old, same old. Try something new. Okay? Take care of each other and drive carefully. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program